This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. It is rainy here today, and we're joined by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what are we seeing in the grains here on Wednesday?
Hey, good morning, Mark. We are seeing a little bit of a mixed bag right now. The corn and the wheat market were under a little bit of pressure here in the overnight session. But you look at what's going on, the beans and the bean complexes, we are catching a little bit of a bid. So after a really tough couple days of selling due to the big, you know, more bearish and anticipated WASDE number for the beans, we do seem to be at least catching our breath a little bit this morning.
So, Jim, does that all come back to then the little bit of a crossroads where beans, we're seeing that price go down, but at the same time, they are becoming more affordable in that world marketplace?
Yes, there is. And we are hearing talk that we are getting bean sales done via the PNW for September and October delivery. Which is interesting, we're hearing this is also to a private crusher rather than Sino Grain, which is interesting because Sino Grain's been a pretty aggressive buyer. Sino Grain's the Chinese government, in essence. They like to buy our beans to store, you know, so they buy our beans as a way to kind of rotate their stocks. What's nice to see the private guys come in, the traders, the guys who are buying beans to turn the meal to feed to the livestock, showing that we are competitively priced. Like I said, we're hearing reports of that this morning, late last night. I would suspect that's also leading to a little bit of support to the market this morning.
And for China, is this again just a case of finding the best deal, or is this more indication that hopefully China is getting things turned in the right direction as far as the economy is concerned?
I think right now it's more of they've got, you know, 109 million metric tons of corn to import this upcoming year, I think is the current estimate, down a little bit from last year. They can't get source all the grain from South America, and this is the window.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
September corn down 1.25 at 376.5. September soybeans up 6.5 at 953.75. September soybean meal up 360 at 303.40. September soybean oil up 20 cents at 40.49. On the Merck, August live cattle up 25 cents at 184.25. August feeder cattle up 55 cents at 247.02. October lean hogs up 72 cents at 73.57. October pork cutout down 72 cents at 90.92. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.